Blog Talk Radio.
The best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up. You can beat the clock. Yeah. You can move a mountain. You can break rocks. You can be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
As the world.
Straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name. But there's gonna be a day when you're dead.
Chrissy from Our Heart Radio, and she hadn't had quite the interesting job during the daytime Emmys this past Sunday that soap fans like me would probably kill to have. She was invited to the Emmys as a voice from a voice for the fans, speaking with the stars in the press room. We'll chat about that and just generally have a good time. And I believe Chrissy's on with us. Hey, Chrissy, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Hi, Cody. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I am exhausted, but excited. And, you know, I mean, I didn't get in. My plane was delayed last night. 3 hours. It took me eight and a half hours to get home on a trip that would normally be 3.5 hours from L.A. to Seattle. It was crazy.
I saw you posted
it
on Twitter. I saw that. That was, yeah.
It was insane. I was like, okay, it's taking me longer to get home from a shorter distance than it would be for me to, like, go to Miami and back. But Anyway, but
wow.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for asking me to come on your show.
Not a problem. And speaking of the Emmys, I talk about your backstage experience for a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's see, where to begin. Well, I will say it was like one of those things where I was so nervous. I mean, you can ask lots of my friends, whatever. I would be like, it was just nerve-wracking before I got there, you know, because I just wanted to do my homework. I wanted to be prepared. And I had gathered a lot of questions from fans. And the thing is like, you get there and I just started talking to people. And I, you know, of course I found some fans and talked to them. And then you just kind of, you're in the moment, you know, and you're just kind, mm-hmm. you're just going and you just, you know, something takes over and you just do it, you know, and it just didn't,
yeah.
And it was just really fun. It was very hectic, kind of a little chaotic in the sense of it goes really fast. I mean, you know, we're waiting around for people to start arriving because they said 3:00, you know, and I think they didn't, I don't think people started coming down until about like 3:30 or something. And then, but once it got going, it was like, oh my God, you know, you just had to be on your toes. But it was so much fun. It really was. I had a really good time, and everyone was just really nice, very easy to talk to, and you know, and like I got to meet Jamie Gidden and the Bell from Buzz Buddy Radio, and Nelson Bronco. He'd been on my show before, so it was cool to like put. You know, faces
to the names, absolutely.
Yeah, the names and Twitter and stuff. So it was really, really fun.
Yeah, and like you said about people in a soap world being extremely easy to talk to. I found that out running the show for a little under a year. I found that out completely. You know.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? When I started, I was like, oh, my God. I think for us, for our heart, Tristan Rogers was our very first, like, biggie. And I didn't know he was going to be on the show until literally, I think it was like 3 hours before the show. Like, I had planned a whole show not without him, without him on, and then I got the news for that. So that was, like, a very, like, I knew if I didn't nail that, then, you know, who else is going to want to come on my show?
Absolutely.
So he couldn't have been the nicest. I mean, I think we spent like an hour on the phone. I mean, he was just incredible and just very laid back. You know, most of these guys, they love it. They love the fans, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the main message that I got from everyone that I talked to. They gave shout-outs to the fans, and they were, like, happy that I was there. Because that was my thing. I mean, I was representing you guys. I was representing the fans. I'm a fan. That's what I am. That's how I'm not, like, in my eyes, yes, I'm media, but from a different angle, you know, and I feel
yeah,
you know, it's the fans' voice, and so I felt like they were just so excited when they heard that, and they were happy, you know, they sat there and chatted with me. It was just great. It was amazing.
Yeah, and my biggest, like you said, my biggest freak out moment was when I got Jen Lilly on the show.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't she great? She was so great.
That was
you
my
did
biggest
freak
out moment.
She's wonderful. Actually, she's going to be on my show again on July 17th. So I'm really looking forward. She just joined, you know, of course, Days of Our Lives. And congratulations to Days of Our Lives.
Absolutely.
I mean, so happy they won, but shocked, too. I mean, I really thought it was going to be, you know, actually, to be honest, I thought it was going to be either General Hospital or, like, The Young and the Restless one of the CBS people. So, but
yeah,
go ahead.
They had been pretty much sweeping everything on that CBS ad, so.
Yeah.
And so I figured it would be either Bold or a YNR, but.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, but it was very cool. And it was an interesting thing in the press room, you know. It was very cool because they came in after, you know, like the some of the winners, not everyone. I mean, I was really hoping, of course, you know, why would George Lucas? He doesn't care about us, you know, after he won. But it was just, it was cool in there because, you know, they kind of said it, that they have, it's the press room is you know, great because you can bring your laptop and, you know, kind of, you know, tweet. And then they had them come in and we got to ask questions and stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Awesome. But, yeah, what do you think overall of the Emmy telecast?
In the what?
What do you think about the Emmy telecast overall, the entire show?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I think it went really well. I mean, the thing is that I felt like, and not to be, you know, negative or anything like that. I just think, I think that the, I think it was hard for the actor or the winners, because, you know, you go up there, you get your award, and you're kind of like, can't even put your, I guess, you know, it's hard for them to put their thoughts together. So I think a lot of them got really flustered when they, you know, they're immediately taken off the stage, and then, you know, they have to be, you know, interviewed. They couldn't even think because they just won. And then by the time they got to the press room, they kind of had their collective thoughts together a little bit better. But, I thought it was an interesting concept. And I like the fact that they used the social media a lot during the show. I mean, you know, I was out there on Twitter trying it at any rate as best I could. But it was very good, you know. I mean, I kind of wish, this is what I miss about it. I miss remember when they used to do the montages throughout the time for the, they would do like a 30-second montage of the drama series nominee. And I miss
that. I remember
that.
I do.
Yeah, and that's one of the aspects of it that I kind of miss. I miss that we don't get to have that. You know, I feel like with I liked the fact that Corbin was able to come at Corbin and Jess Walton, you know, they came out and they you know, obviously talked about Jeannie. And there was a, I wish that they could have done like a montage of her, just for her, too.
Oh, yeah.
She was such a diva, you know.
Yeah, that would have been.
And so many people loved her. Yeah.
That would have been appropriate, I think.
Yeah, and I understand why they really can't. I mean, you know, I'm sure it's like money, and, you know, they would have to pay for the clips. And, I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot. But, you know, hey, I'll edit it, guys. I'll put it together if you want one for next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
But on the whole, I think, you know, it was okay. It was good. It was, I think people, I mean, I haven't been able to really talk to anybody about their reactions. I mean, what did you think about it? You've watched it every year, right? You watch the Daytime Emmys every year.
I've watched it for probably since I started watching a GH 10 years ago. So I've watched it since probably about 2003. So, yeah.
Yeah. And
I liked it.
What did you think about it?
I liked it. I mean, yeah. Like you said, they could have done more a drama series montages and stuff, but overall, I thought it was a good show overall.
Yeah, and it was cool too because they had a monitor in the press room, you know, because I wasn't in, you know, I'm next to the, you know, near the ballroom. We could hear them cheering and all that, but you know, they had to turn the volume down when the when the winners came in to talk to us and stuff. So we got to see bits and pieces, and then I DVR'd it all, so I got to see it all. And I did see the preview they did just before. I think it was on Saturday night. They did a preview of what the what it was going to be. I was at my hotel, and I was like, okay, well, all right. So, yeah, so then I got to... Well, what was cool was that, you know, when I'm on the red carpet, you know, and you would see people walk by. I mean, like, not everyone stops to talk you know, not everyone is willing to go down the red carpet. It's, I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you, because it's really crazy, and they don't know what you're going to ask, really. I mean, a lot of them, mostly it's all, you know, the usual pat questions. So when they got to me, I was trying to be a little bit more unique, you know, at least ask, you know, one of the fan questions and stuff. But, but on the whole, and then, you know, afterward, I almost got in, this is an awful story, I almost got into, I mean, I was on the one-yard line, everybody. I was on the one-yard line to get into the G8 after party. And what happened was, and I'm just so upset about it, because Nivelle from Buzzworthy, you know, he went, he was, you know, he was able to go. And he said that, if you, you know, just come, I'll, you know, we'll get you in. And I said, okay. So me and Mike, my video guy who was with me, and then Heather DiPietro was with me, and we went to the W Westwood, right? That's where it was supposedly going to be at. I don't know.
Right.
And we spent probably, and this is not even an exaggeration, okay, not an exaggeration, an hour and a half trying to find it. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And we finally got a hold of Nivelle. It's like, he's like, it's right there. It's on the left from the valet. I'm like, okay, there's a garage there. What are you talking about? And so come to find out. And then, of course, you know, Mark, who was my video guy, he was driving, you know, and he's like, I mean, at this point, it's like 11:15 or so, 11:20. And and he's like, I don't want to go home. I'm like, ah, crap, you know. So then when I got back to the hotel, I'm like, what the heck? I mean, I cannot believe this. There's a W Hotel in Westwood. We were at the W Westwood in Hollywood, up Hollywood Boulevard or whatever. We were in the total wrong place. And I was like, OMG, really? So, and of course, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, okay, stupid fan moment number one, you know, major stupid fan moment of the century there, but whatever. It was an adventure. It was an adventure. That's how I look at it. I mean, you know, and it's a great story to tell. Yeah, no, I mean, seriously, it was hilarious. I mean, you know, you gotta just, I mean, at least it wasn't like, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if I get to go next year to the Emmys, and maybe I'll, you know, Yeah, next time I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going with Nivelle directly with him. but you know, it was just the whole experience, it was just very surreal. It was very, you know, it was just a very cool experience, and, you know, one that I will never forget, that's for sure. I mean, you know, people, they've been covering it for years. They don't, you know, it's kind of like the same old, same old. And I kind of try to look at it as like, you know, it was such an amazing feat for them to accept, you know, our heart. I mean, I never expected it. And I, frankly, I just filled out you have to fill out an application. I mean, you have to fill out an application, tell them who you are, why you're going to be there, what, you know, what's your deal. And I didn't think they would. And so that's why I was shocked. I mean, seriously, like, shocked. So, but it was just a great experience. I had the best time. Let me ask you, how long have you been watching? You said you've been watching GH for 10 years.
Yeah, since 2003. Yep. I've been watching since 2003, so.
Oh, okay. Well, like, if you would have been there, well, let me ask you this. If you had the chance to go, what would be who would be the one person that you would, like, be like, I have to talk, I don't care if I talk to anybody else, that I want to talk to this person?
I'll tell you this, Chrissy. If I got the a chance to go, I'd be there in a body bag because I'd die. I'd be there in a body bag.
We'll just carry you in and you can sit in the back of the press room.
I'd be there in a darn body bag because I would absolutely die.
Oh, that's too funny.
I'd have a heart attack.
I almost did. I was just like in complete. I mean, you know how they say when you have a traumatic experience and you and you know when I found out, it was just so surreal that I was just like, oh my God, really? Is this for real? I kept looking at it, going, this can't be an acceptance. Is this really an acceptance? It was shocking, but it was just a very nice surprise and a treat. I mean, you know.
You know, and speaking of having a heart attack, with every guest I have on the show, I have a mini heart attack with every guest I have on the show.
Yeah.
I have a mini heart attack.
It's so funny because I literally, I get, like, even just calling, when I called you, I mean, I was nervous at first. Like, I always, I'm very much a bundle of nerves, and, you know, like, in my head, like, it's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm so in the moment when I'm doing these interviews, you know, when I'm chatting with people, that half the time I don't even remember the conversation. I mean, I have my little notes, you know, like I do bullet points pretty much, and I just, you know, because I don't like it to, you know, I like it to be conversational like this, and and then afterward, I have to literally, like, most of the time go back and be like, okay, what just happened, you know?
Absolutely.
Because you're just
I'm the exact same way. Every interview I do, I have to be like, okay. How much of a dork did I sound like, you know?
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, and I changed the subject from the Emmys a second. The sweetest person I've ever had on the show was Achille Thibault, who plays Britt on
GH.
The sweetest person in this world. Seriously.
Oh, that's so cool. I know. She, you know what? You got to love to hate her. And the thing is with Kelly was with the scene. I loved those scenes with just her and Felix. That was great. Like, why are you such a bitch? What's a bitch? It's bitch and bitch. It was like, he had to explain the nickname and stuff. And
the thing that cracked me up about Britt and Felix was when Felix first found out about Britt living with Sabrina. He walks in and Britt goes, "What is she doing here?"
Yeah.
What is she doing here?
It was great. I tell you, it was really hilarious. I know, and you know the thing is I'm pretty sure I know that her mother's going to be coming back and shortly here, so it's going to be really interesting. I think they're going for the whole she's that way because, you know, look at her parents. Obviously, I mean, Faison and Dr. Olbrich, who you are going to meet. You need to tell everybody that story.
Yeah.
This is an exciting moment.
Yeah, it really was. And when that email came through, I almost dropped my cell phone. I'll be honest with you. I almost dropped my cell phone. Here's the story. I had Kathleen Getty, who plays Olbrich, on my show probably back in April or May or something like that. And just out of the blue, I told her, I said, "Hey, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods in a few months." And she's like, "Oh, really?" And it was never brought up again. So about, I want to say, a day or two after the interview, I get an email from Kathleen herself saying, "Hey, I'd love to meet you for a lunch or coffee sometime Oh, when you're out here, I'm going. I called my mom over. I'm like, Mom, I'll read this. Come here. Does this say what I think it does? So, yeah, that was
so
pretty
cool.
Awesome.
That is so
awesome.
Pretty awesome. I know. Well, that's amazing. I mean, that's going to be, you're going to be like, it's strange. The thing is that's so funny is that, I mean, you know, they're standing in front of them, like, it's hard to kind of, you know, wrap your head around the fact that, you know, you're standing in front of these people, you see them, and it's weird, like, even, like, Fan Club Weekend was weird for me, like, the very first time I went, like, because I didn't know anything about how, I mean, I'd never done it before, I didn't know anything about it, really, I just, you know, was going, really, just to see Lexi Ainsworth, because I had the Reluctant Heart fan board, you know, that was dedicated to Ethan and Christina at the time, and so it was just funny, because, you know, I'm like, okay, so you just walk up and say hi and start chatting, and, you know, you can tell, you know, you can have them sign whatever. I mean, like, it was surreal because you're like, okay, you recognize, you know who they all are. I mean, you know their characters, and, you know, and you've been following them for so many years. It's a very interesting moment when a fan meets the, you know. Oh, I will tell you one little story. I was trying to get into one of the after parties at the hotel, too. I was really bad, you know. I was trying to be, you know, I was like, well, you know, it's worth a shot. But anyway, we were in the, we were walking out in the lobby kind of area near the entrance, and that's where they had roped off with the fans, whatever. And when we came out, Scott Clifton was there with his Emmy and stuff, and all the fans were taking pictures and chatting with him and stuff. They were so excited, and it was just so cool. I think I videoed a little bit of it, but it was just so neat. And the great thing about, I think, daytime in general is just that they appreciate the fans. They understand what it takes to be a daytime fan. They understand how much time and energy and dedication is spent watching these soaps. And they never take us for granted. And I think that is a big difference to any other genre out there, whether it's, you know, prime time, online even. I know that a lot of the web series people, they love their fans as well. I mean, they have to build their audiences. So, you know, they appreciate the support. But I do think that daytime is just very unique. And I really, you know, I have to say the only critical thing that I will say that I feel like needs to be said is I think there's something like 4 or 5 new talk shows coming on. Can I just say we already have 28 talk shows?
Seriously.
How many talk shows does there need to be in daytime? I mean, I understand it's cheaper, okay, than doing a soap. I mean, I think, you know, the network soaps run, you know, anywhere 35, I don't know how much there is now, $35 to $50 million a year to produce.
Right.
But enough with the, I mean, like, seriously, I mean, this whole talk show stuff, it's just, it's so saturated. I mean, yeah, there's new ones coming out. I mean, you know, the Kardashian mom, she's got a new one coming out. I mean, there's like, I don't know, however many. There's like so many. And a talk show is a talk show is a talk show.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just feel like I can't imagine how great. I mean, like, I understand, you know, my Katie Couric isn't doing that well. She's a talk show. I mean, she's a big fish. And then they have all these other people. I mean, if Katie isn't doing well in ratings, what makes you think all these other talk shows are? I just feel like there needs to be less talk shows. Put the money in back into our soap.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's really what I feel needs to happen.
Absolutely.
I
agree 1,000%.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a huge soap audience out there. I mean, and as much as the the all my children, One Life to Live, you know, fiascos, you know, behind the scenes, you know, let's face it, I mean, they have the ratings. I mean, there is an audience. They have a built-in audience. You know, that's the difference.
Yeah.
You know, these talk shows and these other little dinky shows that they're putting together because they're cheap, it's it's just, that's not what we want to see. I mean,
not at all.
You know, and it's so frustrating. And I feel like they need somebody to really do a in-depth survey. To figure out what, you know, what exact, you know, I can't imagine that all these talks, I mean, like, okay, yeah, The View, The Talk, I mean, those are, you know, biggies. Ellen, okay,
yeah,
Ellen does well. I know Dr. Oz does well. I mean, but, yeah, see, it's, I don't mind, you know, a handful is okay, but I mean, 20, there's 28 and like four or five new ones coming up. Yes.
Seriously.
I don't understand it, and it's like, bring our soaps back. I mean, there
Absolutely.
Is an audience. If you put a, you know, great stories together, whatever. I mean, I know that the ratings are a little bit down as far as like Days is like pretty much. It's been good the last couple of months, but I mean, let's go back prior to that. I mean, it was just waning, and GH's was up. They're a little bit lagging now, but I mean, things are going to start picking up on GH, I hear, this week, by the way. But
that's what Frank said when you talked to him.
Yes, I have one video up so far. I am working as we are speaking, actually, trying to get these videos up. The next one, I'm going to put the press room ones up next. I'm working on those now, and then I'll piece together more of them, because I did graphics and everything. That's why it's taking me so long, and plus I was in transit yesterday, and I just didn't have the ability to be, you know, doing it. But I will try my best to get it all and going. But, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? It just makes me so mad that it's not about talk shows, people. We want to see our dramas.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree 1,000% with that. 28 talk shows, it's a little excessive.
Well, I mean, I get it. I mean,
it's a tad excessive,
you know,
you think?
It is. And I mean, it's just because it's cheap to do and, you know, whatever. But I mean, are they all doing well? I mean,
I know.
Obviously.
Seriously.
Not.
Uh-uh.
So then you're going to have more? I mean, you know, it's
right.
It's too saturated. It really and truly is. And I think.
Way too saturated, I think.
It's just so frustrating from a fan, soap fan's point of view, and I don't. And believe me, the soaps are not dead. They aren't. There is.
No, they're not.
It's just a matter of.
Not.
It's a matter of just, you know, I don't know. It's just frustrating to me on that type of a thing. But I was shocked when I heard that. But the other one thing that I thought was very cool about the Daytime Emmys this year, they used a social media DJ. I don't know if you were aware of that. Did you notice that?
I didn't catch that.
Well, yeah, they had a command center in the back of the ballroom, I guess, and people were tweeting left and right, whatever, manning it and this and that. So that was kind of cool. I mean, I think it was the very first time a big award show like that had ever tried that. So it was a cool aspect. I think that going forward, they're going to have to, like, really social media. Twitter is, like, the number one thing. Everyone's on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Twitter is it right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's my number one. I it's so funny. People ask me about Facebook, and I'm like, well, I have one. I don't ever promote it or nothing. I just, you know, I only go over there because people send me messages or something. Or like it might be somebody's birthday, or, you know, I'll go down my timeline briefly to see, you know, maybe a couple times a day. But for the most part, I'm on Twitter just because it's quicker, easier.
And those Facebook, a birthday reminders on Facebook are the best.
Yeah.
I could never remember anybody's birthday if it wasn't for that.
Right. Well, you know, it's just kind of like, I mean, there's a lot of other formats now coming up and stuff, but so far Twitter seems to be my number one. I mean, and it took me, God, a week to learn how to use it. It was hilarious. Nobody, poor kid, that was my friend Matt from, he was helping me with the Reluctant Heart fan board back then, and we set it up back in like February of 2011, but I didn't start using it until July when I went to FanCon weekend, and it took me a week, and I don't understand why I had a block with it, but I'm like, what? Now, what do I do? Put the at sign and then the name, and then
whatever,
and
yeah, like, I know.
Yeah, but I kept thinking of it as more of an email, I think, and so I had a block. Yeah. I thought, I'm sure he was thinking, you can do this website, but you can't figure out how to do Twitter. Like, what's wrong with you? But
hey,
anyway.
We're almost out of time, so I wanted to thank you for taking the time to chat Daytime Emmys with me today, and you have a open invitation back whenever you want to come back on, and I'd love to have you.
Definitely, and tomorrow I have a whole recap show with everything, the whole list of everyone we talked to and what they said, and you know, step by step. So tomorrow, Eastern,
absolutely.
So it should be fun. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. It was fun chatting.
All right, thanks again, Chrissy.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was fun. We ran a little over, but from what I was told, Blog Talk can run 45 minutes over, so that was that. Man, Chrissy, I love that woman to death. She is a absolute dear friend of mine, and like I said, we'll have her back sometime in the future. So what I'll do now is I'll end this show right here, and you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. I thank you, and goodbye.